Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of real estate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Brick by Brick, elevating Bay Area outdoor living with timeless design. Brick has made a comeback in Bay Area outdoor living, offering versatility and durability for residential landscapes. Opulan's Landscape Design and Construction sees brick as an artistic medium that can elevate any outdoor space, from patios to pathways and fire features. Its modular form allows for creative design options, while its natural traction and permeability make it ideal for the Bay Area's diverse microclimates. Brick can visually expand narrow spaces with patterns like herringbone, and add charm with built-in seating or planters. Retaining walls shape terraced gardens, while outdoor kitchens and fire pits add timeless appeal. Opulens invites homeowners to explore how brick can bring warmth and enduring character to their property, at offering professional landscape design and installation services. MLM Custom Homes and Renovations, voted Best Construction Company in My New Orleans Magazine's 2025 Best of Home Awards. MLM Custom Homes and Renovations has been voted the winner for Best Construction Company in My New Orleans Magazine's 25 Best of Home Awards. Established over 17 years ago, MLM specializes in custom new home construction, historic renovations, kitchen and bathroom remodels, and commercial renovations. Known for transparency and quality, MLM leverages tools like BuilderTrend software for real-time project updates. General contractor Mashi Madritsky expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the team's passion for creating exceptional spaces. MLM has also received the 2025 Howe's Best Designs Build Company Award and the 2025 Best Customer Service Award by Pulse of the City New Orleans. For more information, visit their website. Nonprofit Community Investment Organization welcomes esteemed board member. CAHEC is pleased to welcome Joaquin Altoro to its board of directors. With over 30 years of experience in banking, state government, and federal leadership, Joaquin is known for advancing innovative approaches to housing finance. His career focuses on promoting equitable housing opportunities through inclusive communities. Currently, as managing director at Falcon Capital Advisors, Joaquin helps design complex housing finance transactions. Previously, he served as administrator of USDA's Rural Housing Service, responsible for a $185 billion portfolio supporting housing and community facilities. Dana Boole, president and CEO of CAHEC, praised Joaquin's expertise in housing finance and community development. CAHEC is a nonprofit organization providing affordable housing and supportive services in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions through various initiatives like low-income housing tax credits and wellness programs. Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Vinte Viviendas Integrales, BMT. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Vinte Viviendas Integrales, trading under BMV Vinte. Vinte reported a total revenue of MXN 3.66 billion, up 211.3% year-over-year, driven by the Hever acquisition. Despite a 6.8% decrease from pro forma 2Q24 revenue, average selling prices increased by 11.8%. Consolidated EBITDA reached 647.6 million, up on 24.7% year over year. Vinte titled 3,715 homes in 2Q25, more than doubling year over year, with Infonavit remaining a primary financing source. The company continues to grow its revenue drivers, focusing on green certified housing and ESG strategies. Management has reiterated its 2025 guidance and remains well positioned to benefit from housing undersupply and ESG capital inflows. Stonegate's valuation ranges from $46.89 to $69.39 using a DCF model, and $42.31 to $64.95 using EV/EBITDA analysis.
Investor news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc. CSC LFLFLRF unlocks potential and low-cost path to gold production. LaFleur Minerals, a Canada-headquartered company, is developing the Swanson site, which it believes will yield gold due to initial investigation and nearby gold recovery. With over 36,000 meters of historical drilling data, the company has the potential to benefit from restarting production operations at the Beacon Gold Mill, valued over $71 million. The mill, capable of processing over 750 metric tons per day, requires an estimated $5 million in restart upgrades. LaFleur Minerals serves as a conduit for surrounding deposits looking to jumpstart production. The company acquired the mill in bankruptcy proceedings for a fraction of its value and has received over $20 million in upgrades. With the recent surge in gold prices, LaFleur Minerals is strategically positioned to take advantage of the market's optimism and unlock the low-cost path to gold production. ONiFi's new asset creates social impact. Real estate investing without sacrificing returns. ONiFi is revolutionizing real estate investing by combining social impact with strong returns. The ONiFi Home Fund has seen investors average 16% annualized returns on $7.5 million in initial investments since its 2023 launch. With 200 Memo Plus available across 509 pre-approved buyers, ONiFi is bridging the down payment gap for responsible renters. ONiFi's AI tools analyze properties, provide personalized offers, and automate LLC setup for investors. This innovative approach allows investors to support their communities while generating wealth. Partnering with ONiFi means lower barriers to entry for buyers, stabilized communities, and early returns for investors. To learn more about investment opportunities, visit ONiFi's website.
Investor news breaks: Favo Capital, OTC Favo, appoints Gary F. Bauman as independent director. Favo Capital, a diversified financial company, has appointed Gary F. Bauman, Esq., as an independent director to its board. Bauman, with over 25 years of experience in construction and commercial litigation, brings valuable expertise to the team. Sean Quinn, president of Favo Capital, highlighted Bauman's appointment as a strategic move to guide the company's growth. Bauman's background includes advising developers and institutions on compliance and risk management. In addition to his role at Favo Capital, Bauman serves on the board of Island Dolphin Care and is a recognized speaker on ethics, construction law, and governance. This appointment underscores Favo Capital's commitment to building a strong and experienced board to steer the company through its next phase of expansion.
Genesis Holdings, Inc. signs strategic letter of intent with Metro Spaces, Inc., marking its entry into real estate tokenization. Genesis Holdings, Inc. has signed a letter of intent with Metro Spaces, Inc., marking its entry into real estate tokenization. Under the agreement, Genesis will acquire Metro Spaces intellectual property assets for $1 million in preferred stock, convertible at a 15% discount to market. Once the deal closes, Mr. Oscar Brito will become CEO of Genesis. This move positions Genesis as an early player in a market projected to exceed $20 billion by 2030. Mr. Brito brings over two decades of experience in luxury real estate, overseeing more than $900 million in transactions. Genesis plans to relaunch MetroCrowd and MetroHouse, introduce innovative financing models, and create a transparent, asset-backed investment platform for long-term value creation. Metro Spaces, Inc. announces transformational agreement, marking its corporate rebirth. Metro Spaces, Inc. has announced a transformative agreement with Genesis Holdings, Inc. to sell MetroCrowd and MetroHouse for $1 million in convertible preferred stock. This deal marks a significant step in rebuilding the company, providing access to funding and a clear business plan. CEO Oscar Brito will lead both companies post-transaction, ensuring operational efficiency and synergy. Metro Spaces will retain Abode Stays, focusing on high-end short-term residences. The future looks promising for Metro Spaces as it moves forward with renewed strength and structure, thanks to the support of its shareholders.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.